Alright, tonight's learning dedicated Lili Nishmas Freda Esther Bas Reb Yehuda Leib, Mr. All's mother, whose yard site was Sunday, Tes Cheshvin. And it is remarkable that she, I don't know if she's missed any of them, except for one time I think where I forgot to notify her. But so we're going to keep on going. It should be a schlis Lili Nishmasa. We're up to Klal Mem. We started Hilchas Basa B'Cholav, Ois Gimel. And what we learned here, what we're learning here are the rules of Basa B'Cholav before we get to the particular dinim. And again, it's setting out the basic rules. Gimel Mediksiv, Gimel Pa'amim, Gedi, because it says the word Laisevashel, Gedi, B'Cholav Yimai, the word Gedi appears three separate times. Kiblu Chazal, Damas Lemute Chaya, Oif, Ubehema Tameya. That it comes to exclude a Chaya, which means deer meat, or poultry, or non-kosher meat, that there's no Issabasa B'Cholav on these things, Min HaTaira. Min HaTaira, chicken and milk, is not Basa B'Cholav. Aval, Basa Tahira B'Cholav Tameya, a Basa Tameya B'Cholav Tahira, Mutarim bebishul ubahana. Now it's important to understand that the Rabbanans didn't make it mamish like the Deraisa. And in Min HaTaira, meat and milk that are cooked together are also have three isurim. Isur achila, isur hana, and isur bishul. When the Rabbanan were geyser on poultry, which is the one that comes to the most to us, they were not geyser isur hana, poultry mixed with milk. Now, behema tmeya, by non-kosher meat, which is usur anyway, Chazal would not even go to isur achila of basa b'chalav. Kimishem asur b'lav ha'achi, mishum tumma like gazrina. Like they make a gezeira that nevela b'chalav is usur, so there is no gezeira drabana. There's no dim basa b'chalav on behema tmeya with chalav. So he is passing this way, that chalav tmeya with basar ksheira, with chalav ksheira, with basar nevela, not nevela, basar of a non-kosher min, of a non-kosher animal, so if you have pork and milk, there's no isser basar b'chalav. Now who cares? It's asr anyway. Pork is asr b'achila, and basar b'chalav is asr b'achila. So he writes parenthetically, nafkamina doloy amrina chanan, or chaticha nas nevela. Now these are concepts, which is one of the reasons it's a little difficult to learn Basa B'Cholav at 20-minute intervals with a person giving shir that only shows up once in a while, because there's some rules that are complex and that it's just very hard to pick up all the time. So I'd like to introduce you to Chanan, or Chaticha Nas Nevela, which is one of the basic Lamdisha rules of Basa B'Cholav. And we're not going to try to cover everything about it, but to understand the basic idea of Chaticha Nas Nevela. Chaticha Nas Nevela starts off as something very simple. If you have a kezayis of milk and a kezayis of cheese, and they're cooked together, so you have two kezayisim of iser. What that means is, let's say you would have, in contradistinction, if you would have nevela, a kezayis of nevela, and you cook it with a kezayis of basa kosher. So now it's treif. You have two kezayisim of iser. Later, if you take these two kezayisim, the kezayis of basa nevela, and the kezayis of basa kosher, follow? We made a chicken soup. And they found out, chalila, they used a nevela chicken. So there was whatever, five kezeisim of nevela, and five kezeisim of other price and chicken soup. Now you take some of this chicken soup and you throw it into something else. You need shishim. You have to mevatel the iser with 60. How much is the iser? Only half of the product. So the product is half treif and half kosher. Similarly, if somebody goes out and buys a product, and then there's a recall. If somebody used some ingredient, and there's a recall, it was treif. Now you put that into your food. It depends. You only, me'ikar adin, all you need is 60 times the non-kosher portion of the product. You follow?
Yeah.
60 times the non-kosher portion of the product. Because all you have to do is mevatel the iser. Once the iser is gone, then everything's mutter.
So
which means
we really say half. You have this pot with half and half. You're saying half is kosher and
half of every drop. Now you can't eat the whole thing because in asers, the nevela asers everything else in the pot.
How do you know what to eat?
So there's nothing to eat because you can't cut it in half, but. If you take a small amount of that and put it into something else, all you need is 60 against the portion that's treif. Or if it's 50, all you need is 30 against the tov. Now, by basa b'cholav, minatari was sechanan, which means, if you have a pot of 50-50 milk and meat, and now a drop of that fell into something else, logically you would say, look, if I'm mevatel the milk, there's no tam basar, so everything should be mutter, because the milk by itself is kosher. If I'm mevatel just part of it, one of the two, it logically should be enough. So comes the halach of chaticha nas nevela. Chaticha nas nevela says, no, the part that became aser is also the gufa iser. Not only what asered, but what became aser is likewise needs bittel. You follow? Now before, I was not talking about basa b'chalav. I was talking about treif of meat with kosher ingredients. So then, if you don't say chanan, we'll talk in a minute if you do. If you don't say chaticha nas nevela, all you need is 60 against the portion that's treif in the mixture. The portion that's treif in the mixture. Somebody goes out and he buys, what do people put? I don't even know. I'm not a cook. Ingredient that people throw into their into a stew. They buy a product and there's a recall, treif. So you find out how much it was treif. Treif was treif was it was 25%. So minat Torah, all you need is a quarter, just 60 against the quarter which is treif. It's called shir amaduma, the shear of the mixture that's treif. By basar and chalav, since both the basar and the chalav are the iser itself, you need 60 against both. Okay, you need 60 against both, not enough. 60 against the meat. Even though logically you could say, once somebody's cooking a chicken soup, and by mistake a spritz of milk goes in and it asses in, it's less than a 60th. But it might be a 50th of it. It's a tiny portion. So if I take some of that soup, and later I add it to something else, I take chicken soup, I mix it into my kasha, so I should only need shishim, against the amount of milk that went in, which is a tiny amount. Comes Chanan, it says no. It says Chaticha Nas Nevel, it all becomes the Gufa Yisr by Basa B'Chalav. And Basa B'Chalav, La Halacha, we all agree that.
It says the milk is because they're both mutter. In other words,
they both were mutter until they became cooked together.
It's not the milk that becomes Asr. It's the mixture.
Let me rephrase it. The milk is just as Asr as the meat. Okay. Something's us, sir.
But I'm saying, in other words, it makes sense.
Logically, it makes sense the other way. We have a Kabbalah that it's one of the rules of Chanan.
Logically, you make it because
logically makes sense. He mevatel just the chalav.
It's not about being mevatel iser.
No, but now you could. You went. Does your wife ever mix chicken soup into rice? Some people take chicken soup, mix it with rice. So now, if the chicken soup is only 1/50th milk, so I would think it could be mevatel the milk and everything's mutter.
The whole thing is awesome.
By the basar, by the first case, it all became awesome.
Right.
The mixture became awesome.
And basar b'chalav.
By basar b'chalav.
That's the chiddush of Chanan, that it all becomes awesome and it's not enough to be mevatel one part of it.
If it falls in and right away it's mixed immediately, then you don't say chazik.
If the spritz, the spritz mixes in right away.
Right away.
For some reason we don't, right.
If the meat was not kosher, and you put it into that mixture.
Right away. Now what happens if it wasn't basar b'chalav, it was not kosher meat? So min ha-Torah, we don't say chaticha nas nevela. That's for sure. The whole idea of chaticha nas nevela, their rice is only basa b'chalav. Do we say it by shari surim? That's the difference between us and our Sephardic friends. Guess who's the machmir?
Us.
Yeah, we're usually the machmir. So the minig of the Svaradim is that Peshari Surim, they don't say Chadicha Nas Nevela. And our minig is that we do, except perhaps in Meruba, by Lach Balach, when you have a mixture of two liquids, perhaps in Meruba with Saimach on the Mekilim. But Mi'ikar Adin, we're Machmir.
Okay. How much meat has to go into the milk?
1/60.
In order to make it basmati, make it
right. 1/60. Right. It has to be more than 1/60. It's 1/60 or more, I should say. So if it's 1/60 or more, then if it's less than 1/60, but you can taste it, it's also awesome. We assume less than 1/60, you can't taste it. Typically it is that. Alright, so this is the rule of Chana. Now, applications of it we'll have later. If I can tell you, one of the most confusing moments in Chanan is I once gave a Navi Shir, many, many years ago, the most common dating questions that I got asked in Yeshiva. So I did, I think, the 5 most common dating questions. I started with the following question. A person goes on a date to a lounge, and they bring him a Diet Coke with a lemon stuck into it. Some of the lemon takes out the calories. They stick a lemon onto the cup, then there are no calories in the cup, right? So they put a lemon on. That's a tray for a restaurant. The knife they cut the lemon with is tray if you not eat that lemon. What happens if a droplet of that lemon fell into the soda? You drink it, you can taste the lemon. It's a tray for lemon. They cut it with a tray for knife. They cut a lemon, certainly citrus fruit you cut with a tray for knife is tray. So you can't go, you go to a snack bar, a non-kosher place. You can buy grapes, but you can't buy cut up, certainly not citrus fruits, and all the things that are cut up. So the question is, does the Coke become treif? So what I told them then is the Coke doesn't become treif. Because it has 60 times against the small amount of treifers that could have come from the knife into the lemon.
Even though not 60 negative.
Even though you have 60 against the lemon, you might have 60 against the lemon, you could taste it. So you would say, Chanan, the lemon becomes Isser. Which the way I'm describing now for Ashkenazim should be that way. It's Chanan. But we have a rule. Remember the rule? Ein anesa yachal eser, b'makom shein eser asma yachal leila sham. That means the lemon can't be worse than the nevela. Nevela doesn't give taste in 60, and the lemon, even though it does, it's the lemon, it's not in the nevela. So it's not the chadchil, not squeeze it in, but once it dripped in, the chadchil.
You're ordering it. You know what you're getting.
Yeah, but you're not telling them to squeeze it in.
Isn't that considered the chadchil? You know.
No, because you're not asking them to squeeze in the lemon. You don't always smell the lemon in it, and sometimes you do. So even if they use a knife that's basa b'chalav, the deraisa basa b'chalav that we say chaticha nas nevela is only the meat and the milk. Because the two aterim, which, like you said, but mixed, the mixture is what's awesome. So you can't call one the gufayisa more than the other. So the basa and the chalav are both gufayisa. But by everything else, by basa b'chalav, even though the mechaber says midrabanu we say chanan by basa b'chalav, even by other things, but that's restricted by the rule of ein aneser that it can only ask where the isser itself could give taste. So this is the basic rule of Chanan, Chatich Nas Nevel. You're going to have to hear it a couple of times, and then you'll be experts at it. It's just the nature of it is that it's complex, and it needs beer. So what he's saying here is that by poultry and milk, pork and or tray for meat and milk, Chazal when that goes is a basa b'chalav, which means that we don't say Chatich Nas Nevel in a Torah by basa tamei. And getting back after the parentheses, v'chein basa chaya v'ayif, afilu b'chalav tahira, muta b'bishul v'hanah. Any poultry mixed with milk is muta to cook or to have hanah. Mekongam b'zeh gazru chacham mish'asa b'achila. Here there is a gzeira that's asa b'chila, isa basa b'chalav. D'shem yita v'yaymer, ma'ishna basa chaya v'ayif, basa b'hema. What's the difference one or the other? Because they're similar. So Chazal geizer iser achila, aval dogim v'chagavim, but fish mixed with milk, or for those who eat chagavim, grasshoppers mixed with milk, ein behem shum iser afilu midrabanan. It's always a basa b'chalav. For rights alechal basar afilu shalayif im chalav shked. Now he talks about a parava milk. Parava milk in the time of Chazal was made from almonds, from shkedim. So almond milk, I have no idea how you get milk out of almonds. The almonds I get are very dry. And you can, they sell it now. They sell all kinds in the boxes. Yeah, today they can get liquid out of anything. They get oil out of everything. They once got to have some almonds here. I have a deal with my grandson from the Pekalach, from the Eifer, if he leaves me over the almonds. So I got to find this in the Shtender if he eats it. So I don't know how you get milk from it, maybe. But anyway, they had almond milk, but it looks like regular milk. It's not coconut milk, I don't think looks like regular milk. But coconut milk is very watered down, it looks thin. But anyway, if you have parava milk, so tzara shiyaniyah shkeidim b'secha cholav, you have to make a hecker. You have to put shkeidim into the milk, mishomar asayin, afo pi da'if b'cholav, eini alamid rabbanon, kam b'sid rabbanon gozer mishomar asayin. So parava milk, you leave the container, and it's also good. There's a certain amount of dispute today whether parva milk is common enough that you don't need to have a hecker. There's a certain amount of dispute. You can go into a restaurant, if they can bring you, you have a fleishig meal and they bring you the parva milk, whether they can bring it in a container. So, I don't know, years ago everyone seemed told that it was usser, and today I think at least some of the kashrus organizations feel that parva milk is so common. It is quite common.
One time they asked for parva ice cream.
What?
Parva ice cream.
Parva ice cream, yeah. Once we went to the Shurin's Einikol had a bar mitzvah, and we had an eifer a couple of weeks ago. So we went Friday night to them to say Mazel Tov. Down to the Young Israel on an avenue...
K.
Okay. So my wife had served parva ice cream. So we ran out. We came back, it was probably an hour and a half later. It doesn't melt. It's still, I mean, it's a little more mushy than it was, but it's not, it's different, it's very different. We call it ice cream, but it's...
If you have a kosher hashgacha, why can't you rely in, let's say, a restaurant when they bring you milk in a regular pitcher or something?
Hopefully you can rely on them, but the question is what their heter is. If Chazal were goes to Marisayan, what heter do they have to serve it? Once you get it, you can use it. The question is whether it's supposed to be served that way. It's not that it becomes Isser, it's that they're not supposed to be serving it that way. Chazal made a gzeira thing.
Chazal also didn't answer it.
That's the question, whether they should be doing such a thing. And that's Rebelsky said.
And he said that he was with the other Rabbanim, and they said, this ice cream is terrific. It's so good. So Rebelsky went into the kitchen.
That was Taka Melchik. So that proves which way.
What?
Which way does it prove?
That's
yeah. Okay, I don't know. Maybe you should need Marisayim at Parva ice cream.
What?
So you're saying is... Okay. Let's quickly do Dalid. Even though human milk is not awesome in HaTayrak, nevertheless, that's Marisayin, it shouldn't be mixed in.
What's
woman's milk, human milk.
Mother's milk.
Because it looks like milk. Mukamakim imnafal chalavisha techa tafshul, bottle vein sarach shir. It doesn't need shishin. Chalavisha, since it's mutim in a taira, so, the chazal weren't guy, they were guys in Marisayim, but not pitarubis. Avan reisel of ashu shaloy litzarech achia. If you want to use woman's milk and cook it into something not to eat, ella shetzarech laniach amakasa, you kiyaitzabai to make some type of salve out of it. V'chenim tzarech levashul basa ta'ira b'chalav tmeya, basa tmeya b'chalav ta'ila refua. And the same thing if you want to cook it as a pharmaceutical. Afilu l'chaylu shem b'sakana mutter. You're allowed to cook trefus min animal together with milk. Kiva and deinim avashul achila lekam shomer asayin. Avashaloy l'refua. Gashim avashul achil anachri. If you want to serve it to a non-Jew, also from the Marisayim, Bein Mitmeya, Bein Baif B'chalav, and certainly B'chalav Isha, these things are awesome.
Did you ever get a question from women who aspirate their milk and they put it in bottles and save it for later because of Marisayim, where you're allowed to put it or not?
It's funny, it seems that there's no big taiva, to use a mother's milk except for the child.
To leave it on the table, you're eating a fleishig meal and you have a bottle of milk.
that you give it to a baby, and you assume that
I've never been asked. It's an interesting question.
There's so many powdered milks, almond milk.
There are a lot of parvo milk. Now he's asking about mother's milk, whether it should be marisa. You're saying since they are parvo milks, the mother's milk.
Similar to the other brand. One of them is parv, one of them is not.
One is parv, yeah.
It's the same issue. I mean,
it's the same issue. You mean the baby palace? Yeah.
Whether it's marisine or not.
We raised all our kids on soy milk, and they lived happily. They're living happily ever after, you know. People, they ask me, Chav Yisrael, should I spend more money? I say, why don't you use soy milk? Say, the doctor said soy milk is not as good. I don't know, my kids...
So the soy milk is almond milk. It's the same
soy, right.
Same
thing. Well, maybe it's almond
milk. Almond grease.
No, I'm just
saying. Almond milk.
Same concept.
If you're asking about the women, if you cook by cooking that cholavishim, doesn't say almond milk.
You mean the Zera Marisayan? It's interesting because we cook today with women make chocolate pudding with parva milk all the time,
right? And,
no, but the language here was to cook. It's interesting. The language by Basa Tabeya is that you should shalay lerefua kagay levashal lahachol anachri yosam shomer asayin. He's talking about a treifa, chalav treifa, and. I don't know, it's seen by parva milk. You need a hecker? I don't know how far you need a hecker. Is the question?
No, with tofu, they do everything. You get parva cream.
They do everything.
Well, it's
with tofu rugeloch. Tofuri company used to make rugeloch in Reisman's Bakery. They advertised. The Tofuri company used to order from Reisman's, not under our name, under their name, tofu rugeloch. It's supposed to be healthier. My father used to laugh at them. They put in a drip of tofu and they call it the... What? They have tofu cream cheese. So it's interesting. The question is, were the guys only on cholov or on all different things? The minig olam is not to be worried about it, but I'm not sure. Okay, I'll try to do some research. I always say, and I don't always do, but I'll try.